Welcome to the Great People Podcast, episode 6.
Welcome to the Great People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Valentine's Day edition episode, and I'm so happy to be surrounded by my loved ones. February 14th is going to be Valentine's Day, y es el día del amor y la amistad. So today, we actually have some of our close friends here, apart from, you know, the normal crew, Sebastian.
Yes.
Randy.
I'm here still. I'm here. On the show.
And one of our newer guests is going to be Gala.
Hi, guys.
And then we also have one of our good friends as well, Caro.
Hey guys, what's going on?
We're excited about today's episode. Reyna's gonna do some kind of a Q&A kind of session.
Yes.
So you guys can see a little bit of the guy's perspective on things. You guys are gonna see a little bit of the girl's perspective on things, of
the
course.
The single, the married, all of it. I'm excited. Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
All right.
What do we got going on?
Let's start off easy. Or, I mean, this could also be hard. Who are you closest
That's
to
what she
in
said.
Your family? What?
Could also be hard. Sorry.
Anyways,
do that again.
All right. So our first question of the night. Who are you closest to in your family?
Oh, that's obvious. That's my dog. My mother. That's my dog. My mom. That's the person that I'm closest with in my family.
Okay.
I would go ahead and say immediate family.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
How about you, Caro?
But are we talking like, because I'm married. So I'm closest to my husband. I mean,
perfect answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. It could be both.
Yeah.
I'm not closest to my wife as much.
Wonder who that
like
is.
Right now, you're not.
No.
No, that's good.
So
that's what you answer. That's what I answer sincerely because I'm a single man. So
that's true. No, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, my husband. I mean,
what about
I mean,
you? What about you, Gala?
I was gonna say my brother, but my
what?
Sister.
Brother didn't make it to the cut. Didn't make the cut.
How about you, Randy?
For me, the closest person, I think I'm really, really close to my brother Malone. But you know, his Instagram, if you want to follow him, 3 Malone, MALON. So no, but anyways, but yeah, as family goes, Malone, my brother, the closest one.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Sticking with that same question. Is it important for your significant other to be close to their family? Sebastian.
I think I'd like that because it shows me, at least for me, I gauge it as like how they deal with me, if they have a good relationship with their family. That's how I'd see it.
So you see it like if they got to have a good relationship with their family, or is your family also included? Is
oh,
it important?
That's true.
Oh, okay. We're talking my family or that person's family?
Oh, no. Hey, that person's family, but that's a good question.
And obviously, depending on situations with family, like, it all really depends, but I would prefer that person to be close with their family, being that I just think that's cool. And if they were close with my family, that'd be a plus, too, but I guess either or is not necessary as long as we're good, but I would like it. I would like them to have a good relationship with their family, and it'd be a plus if they had a good relationship with my family, so...
So for me, I think it all depends on how the family is brought up in their culture, within their family. Because, like, for me personally, my family, we're the kind of people that, like, you know, one of your cousins got a new boyfriend and the whole family knows. Like, we have a party to celebrate this person's new boyfriend, to welcome him.
Nice.
He's my cousin until further notice, you know. But, like, with my husband, his family is different. Not they're close in their ways, but they're not as close as, or they're not close in the same ways. So at first, I feel like being married, it was hard for me. Because I noticed the difference. But then being married long, you know, the time that I'm married now, I understand that it's just cultural. So I don't take it, you know, personal anymore. I'm like, okay, this is your culture. This is how you guys were brought up. So it makes sense now. And then he respects and obviously acknowledges me and my family.
Kato's like, I guess you guys don't do parties for your boyfriends.
Like, so y'all not going
to
just
celebrate
Pedrito
into my party
into
when I told
family?
Family.
That's
no, for real. So how about you, Gala?
I think it depends, like, Sebastian said, at least their immediate family, maybe not their extended family, because I'm not close to mine, but
who
at least
who cares
like,
about cousins?
At least their parents and siblings.
Whose fault is that?
What if you were to, like, get with the guy and he's like, yo, I haven't talked to my dad or my mom in years. Is that a deal breaker?
It depends why.
My husband and his father don't talk. At first, I felt like I needed to, like, be...
Mend it?
Yeah, like, the puzzle, like, hey, you should talk to your dad, like, you know, no matter what, that's your father, but... Being with my husband for the amount of time that I'm with him, I'm like, you know what? I've been with you for 4 years. We've been dating 4 years. We've been married almost two. And I've never heard this man look for you, call you, look. So I'm like, whoa, el que no quiera. Mm-hmm. You know, we're good over here.
That's true.
I like that.
Keep it going.
What about you, Randy?
For me, it's important. I think it shows a lot of character when you can hold family close. Now, it doesn't always have to be like your mom or your dad, but at least like, I think when you can show that you love others and you can bring others into, like, your family, I think it kind of shows what kind of person you are. I would think if you're a kind of girl that just like, oh, fuck everybody, I don't need nobody, then you probably don't need me either. And
that's a good way to see it, actually.
Yeah, if you don't need your family, like, you barely met me, you're not going to need me. Like,
it's true. Fuck my family.
Deuces. So we're done with the basic questions. Let's go into a little bit more further into the love questions.
This is basic?
Wow.
I mean...
Family is pretty in-depth. Raina, but we also want to know your answers because you Q&A, but you also tell us what you like.
Just doing the questions, Sebastian. This is the question seat.
Well, usually when I'm in charge. All right, go ahead.
I guess we'll let you in.
Continue, all right.
All right. So the next question is, what's the stupidest thing you've ever done for love?
All right. Oof. Yo, if anybody got one ahead of me, please go ahead.
Anybody else while Sebastian goes through his list?
All right. I think in the name of love, the stupidest thing I ever did was throw a birthday party for this girl that kept giving me the whole, yo, I don't know if I can be with you right now. I just need time. I went out of my way. Went back when I was like completely broke. Like this is like, you know. I put my money, saved my money, bought her roses, set this whole thing with her friend to do like a surprise birthday party, and got shut down that same night. That shit was crazy.
You're like, give me my balloons back, man.
And then you wonder why like the whole like romance dies with guys. But anyways, that was mine.
That's what you get for breaking the piggy bank.
Damn.
Give my.
What's the stupid for love?
I'm still thinking.
Gala's like, I'm still doing them.
Y'all seem pretty smart at the moment.
I think the stupidest thing that I've done for love is weird as this sound is
be like love
be vulnerable no like for me it was be vulnerable with someone who didn't deserve my vulnerability.
There you go.
And be like, you know what, it doesn't matter that you don't love me right now, like you're gonna love me someday and I'm gonna wait for you and whenever you need me I'll be mm-hmm. here. And like, because at that point, I was never a challenge. I screwed me over because I was like, you know what? Go do your thing, have fun, mess with X, Y, and Z people, and then come back and I'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was the stupidest thing I've ever done, and I'm glad. Heavenly Father, thank you.
Ain't nobody
okay. You know what?
But it was a learning experience.
She brought
that
out.
It was definitely a learning experience.
People, get your tissues out. About to give you a story. No. I started thinking because I'm thinking something like on the comedy side of things, but like. Stupidest thing I've done for love is wait too long, like on a certain person where you're like, hey, things don't work out right now. So you like me myself, I'm in like this zone that I'm like, it might work out later. So I'm giving time to somebody that doesn't even want that time.
Mm.
So you're like in disguise almost by yourself. You're lying to yourself saying you're moving forward, but you're not moving forward.
Yeah, because you're not
so that,
available for
see,
anybody
that's,
else.
That's a good one. You're not available.
To.
So you sometimes, I would say a dumb thing like that is, yeah, you
so,
like you said, I thought that was really good. Like you put yourself in that space.
Did you
but,
do this?
So not being available for love is the dumbest thing
just,
you've done for love.
No.
being vulnerable with someone who doesn't deserve vulnerability and also being loyal to somebody who's
exactly,
not loyal to
loyalty.
You.
That loyalty that you... Like, you throw that loyalty at somebody that really doesn't deserve it for... You feel like you have to give
mm-hmm.
it, and why? Like,
it's
you
one-sided.
Know, so you're wasting that time.
It is
yeah.
super one-sided.
You're not perdiendo tiempo.
Yeah.
Okay,
so Sebastian's going to write a love song.
A love song is called Una Perdida de Tiempo.
Yeah.
I'm featured.
Featuring
Cabrera
HD. And we're trying to get that... Cabrera HD and Ozuna. That Farsante remix.
I'm with it.
I guess I didn't realize I was doing something dumb until I just heard... Garo and Sebastian. So I'm going to piggyback off that. If the person's hearing this, it's over. Done. Moving
gang,
on.
Gang.
What's one thing you're super passionate about in a relationship? So what are you passionate about when you're in a relationship, if you're not in one right now? and in your current relationship or marriage?
Dang, passionate about it. So many. Growth.
All right.
Okay.
So, is that the most important thing? What was that question?
I wouldn't say the most important, but you said something
passionate.
I was passionate about.
Passionate.
So something that,
sorry,
like, you like to cook for the person and make them happy or hold
it. I would say growth. And growth, I mean, like, in all types of, like, somebody that, you know, supports you, helps you out. So, you know, if you're looking to, you know, further your career at work, or if you have a dream, something you're trying to pursue, vice versa, me giving that person that energy and allowing them to grow,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa, them to me. So that's one thing I'm be really passionate about. I'm always passionate about is growth. So I think that's big. I could say a bunch more, but that's one that just came to my mind.
Once again, to piggyback off Sebastian, I think he's just saying all the right things. Is I would say growth too is also really important. If that's someone you're going to be with for years, rest of your life, whatever, keep growing.
He says whatever.
Whatever happens.
What's Sorry. One thing you're super passionate about in a relationship, Gab?
So for me, it's effort. So I know that, you know, when you are with someone, even regardless whether that's your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband, like, you're not going to date your Mr. Perfect. You're not going to date your equal, like the person who you're, unless you're really lucky, and congratulations if you do. But what it really comes down to for me is like, okay, well, this is something that I really don't like, and this is something that you do that bugs me, or vice versa. And if I see effort, like you trying to change this, or you trying to work more on this certain thing so that we can, you know, be together, or so that our relationship can work, for me, that's a green flag. I'm like, okay, well, he knows that this is something that I don't like, or something that I would like, and I see him working towards it. He's putting forth effort.
Mm-hmm.
He cares about me. See, if it's someone else, then they're like, this is me, and I'm not going to change for you. And the mistake that a lot of people make is that they find these people who don't put effort, and they decide, oh, I'm just going to stay because, you know, whatever reason, and they're never happy because this person's never going to put effort for the things that are important to that, mm-hmm. you know, to them.
That's a good point. Very good point. For me, I think one thing that I really care about in a relationship has got to be, one big thing is trust. I think it really comes down to trust. But then beyond that, I think the sense of that this person is going to take care of me, whatever that means, you know, this person's got my back, is really a big thing for me. Whether it's friendship, marriage, like, you know, just a boyfriend, girlfriend, I got to feel like I can trust you, and I can go to sleep and I have to, like, sleep with an eye open because this nigga's going to...
You deserve it. I hope you find that one day in a woman.
Yeah. So, anyways, but yeah, that's the thing for me. What's the next question?
All right, next question. What's one thing that defines who you are in a relationship?
Clingy. Anybody else? No, just me?
I think I am like that too.
I'm so clingy. I feel like in life, I'm very independent, like at my job and at, you know, in life. But like when people see me with my husband, they're like, you got a soft side? And I'm like, hug me, hug me, kiss me, touch me. You know, like I always want to be... like,
loved,
bombarded with love and affection.
That's interesting. See, for me, I think I rely too much on the, which is not good for a relationship, but the whole, like, you should know. If I'm here, it's because I love you. Like, you know, like, and that's, I think, one thing that defines.
So what would you say is the word that defines you in that aspect?
Just, I think more of, like, I almost expect us to connect on that level where I don't have to tell you every day I love you, but you know I love you because I'm here. Like,
I think that's a gender thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because guys are like that. They're like, I married you.
Yeah.
I'm here, and I?
Like, that's the only thing they ever have to do.
Yeah.
Like, really?
And I'm like, you need to make me fall in love Monday through Monday. A las 6 de la mañana. Every day.
I forget.
Fall in love with that mortgage payment when that shit.
It's true, though. Like, I'm paying the bills. And I'm like, you know what? Bills are going to be getting paid whether I'm here or not. If I die, you got to pay bills, bro. That's not for me.
Yeah.
hold up, because I'm putting a roof over your head. I think that's enough love.
He's like, love me from our side, then. Get out of here. All
right, hey. So we got pride, we have clingy. What about you, Sebastian?
Not pride.
isn't that what he said? Just let me sum it up for you. I could have sworn you said pride.
No.
Defines me, I would say in relationships, I'm a giver.
Like, so the word is giver?
I don't know what it
would you be
like,
giving,
you,
Sebastian?
You give. Sometimes to a fault, because you might give a little too much, and if it's not coming back to, you know, the same way. But I will reassure, but I like what Randy said, too. It's pretty funny. Yo, I'm here. But I do find myself being a giver sometimes, and sometimes to a fault, which is, like, maybe you give too much. But that defines me.
You're giving to the wrong person.
You give it. You give her the keys to the apartment.
Is this a podcast for me or
Dr. Raina?
No, I like that. I like all these answers. They're really good answers.
Yeah, how about you, Bella?
Mine would be words of affirmation.
You read that book.
The five languages of love.
Yeah, I just think constant reassurance to know. Like, I'm the complete opposite of you. I feel like I do need to constantly remind them because I need to constantly be reminded, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so you know.
But it doesn't work because I constantly remind him and I never get reminded, so.
It's nothing. Him? It's nothing. No, I don't got a pill for that headache. No, all right. So that's a pretty good question. What else you got for us?
Let's see. If you had to describe yourself in three words, Caro, what would they be?
Three words, myself, but like in general terms?
Yes.
I would say, this is one word,
let me correct the question. What and these three words would have to define you as to what you bring into a relationship, whether that be a friendship or an actual relationship.
Okay, there we go. Because I'm like, in life, I'm just popping. You know? No, in a relationship, I would say three words that describe me is, clingy has to be one of them. Because I'm clingy, like, I that's me.
Nice.
Two, I would have to say loyal. Like, for me, it's all about we're a team. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as we discuss it within each other and we are on the same side at all times, then that's important. You know, it's not a you against me. It's us against the world. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're going to, you know, move up in life, if we're going to, you know, progress, it's going to be something where you're not doing something and looking down on me. Like, you're not helping me. Or I got to carry you on. Like, I'm dragging you along. It's about, all right, well, I see you're putting effort. You want to get somewhere. I'm going to try to step my game up so that I could be at your level. Because this is not like a, you're higher, I'm higher. We're on the same level. So I would say loyalty, if that was the one that I said.
And, loyalty.
And then three, I would say, dang, this is hard. The third
and
one.
And it doesn't
would be,
have to be like an actual relationship. It could also be like, what do you bring to like a friendship as well?
Well, me and John were actually talking about this yesterday. And I was saying that I'm just very available. I've noticed with my relationships with my family, with my friends, with, you know, coworkers, that I'm always the person who's doing for everyone else. Like, I want to make sure that everybody else is good. You good? All right. You feeling comfortable? Everybody good? Okay, cool. And sometimes I forget that I have feelings. And sometimes because I'm so busy worrying about everybody else forgets that I have feelings. So when I need those moments of reassurance where I'm not feeling good and people are too busy telling me about their problems, I'm like, yo, hello, I'm here. So I would say that's one of them is I'm very
available
and como nurturing. I'm very like, I want to take care of everybody. And sometimes I forget to take care of myself.
Okay.
That's deep.
Guys, how you guys gonna beat that? She
I'm still thinking
words.
About my first one.
Honestly,
I had your girl.
Yeah, shit. That was dope. I would say any type of relationship, one positive, super positive. Mm-hmm. So I always bring that into any type of relationship with anybody, because we're all gonna deal with problems. So I always like to look at the bright side of things, no matter what. Two, I'm gonna have to go say loyalty. Yo, loyalty's huge, because it just defines so many things for me. But I like what you said, Caro, just whatever direction that we're moving, like, it's a team work. Even if, like, you know, your friends, your relationship, whatever it is, it's like, yo, we both give, we're both moving at this pace, so we're both helping each other out.
So you have loyalty, positive.
And sex.
You like sex.
Love
eat.
And sex. Lambe.
Bring the hammer.
And, shit, we go with that one, too. That's fine. It's okay with me. But, so positive, loyalty. I was going to say loving, but, like, I feel like it all is there. But what I mean loving is just, like that, kind of like that unconditional. Like, I'm not here to really place any judgment on nobody, anything that, you know, is going on with their life or their past or what they're going through. Like, if I care about you, whatever level that we're in, friends, you know, you're dating somebody, I'm really just here to try to make the best out of somebody and help them out. Kind of like what you said, where you're just, oh, like, you want people to be good. That's what I want. Like, when people are happy, somebody's happy, I'm happy. And it's not because I'm putting myself, I want to say second. It's just that I really do get happiness by seeing people prosper.
That's actually
that's how I get happy.
Interesting. That just made me think of mine. My first word that I bring is judgment.
That's true. Honesty. You bring honesty.
Hey.
All right. So let's pick this up. So on the real, I think three things that I bring to any relationship, like Sebastian saying, positivity is huge for me. You know, another thing is reliability. I think for me, people got to understand that they can trust me, that they can, if they need me, I'm going to be there. Just hit me up, like whatever that is.
Like Kim Possible?
Kim Possible, Randy Possible.
Call me, meet me if you
got to
reach me.
Yeah. No, you know, if you need to move or if you need to, shit, I don't know, whatever you need from me, like I'm there. You know what I mean?
He said if you need to move or you need shit, he said that. He said that. If you need to move, you need shit.
Okay, that was two, right?
That was two, yeah. So the third one, I'm not just companionship, I guess. I'm always there. I'm gonna die with you. We ride or die together.
That's Randy for you, for real.
Yeah.
We've been running for a long time. So
yeah.
It is what it is.
So.
We're not the couple on the show, though.
Yeah. What about you, Gala?
Really?
I think I'm supportive of your dreams, your aspirations, where you want to go, even if I don't understand them.
That's good.
Wow.
People don't believe it, so that's just like, wow.
I've never
for
seen
real
it.
What else?
Loyalty, as well as you guys all mentioned. Loyalty. And then last, I think I can demonstrate when I like I'm able to apologize, I think, when I need to.
That's big. I can never apologize for
follow my pride and say sorry.
I'm very prideful.
Yeah.
Right. That apology was kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I said I'm sorry. My bad.
It's like, I
my
married
bad.
You.
It's like, yeah, when
I'm
I come
sorry,
in.
You know that thing
hurt.
I did earlier?
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know.
You know how you said I messed up? I was thinking about
I'm
it.
I married you, right?
Yeah.
I married you,
waiting
right?
For the long
haul,
right?
Still over your house, right?
You still love me?
I thought about it. I don't think I did
it's
anything
like,
wrong.
Waiting, but you didn't know that because you went inside.
I hit him with that. Yo, you know, you hungry?
Turn
you
that always,
yo, you hungry?
I'll forgive you every time.
Yeah, you hungry?
Yeah.
All you gotta tell me is, let's go.
All right.
Let's
so
get into
all
some deeper questions.
Oh, shit. Where
we?
Like,
I thought we was already in, like,
for real.
So yeah, let's go.
We was like deep in. I was waist deep in these questions. We're trying to
warm my heart out
shower.
Over here. So I was just like, I'm trying to forget. All right, Ghana. Have you ever had your heart broken?
Yes.
Damn, that surprises me. Gotta be the one breaking hearts.
Hey. Now we know the root of the evil.
Shit, I guess it's karma, because shit, you can only do it so much before it comes back around.
Well, it can be different. It doesn't have to be a romantic heartbreak.
Well, that's true.
I've never thought about
that's
that.
Actually,
I feel like the
true.
First time I ever had my heart broken was when I was 12 years old and my brother moved away from home.
Damn.
That's the first time I ever felt heartbreak.
Actually, yeah.
Dang,
damn.
That's some deep ass shit.
For real, yo, everybody came
she's
with
like,
some good
she's
ones.
Like my favorite brother.
I'm over here clowning.
That's cool. I don't know anybody on the show. We're four strangers that met. Four or five strangers.
Okay, we're in the real world now?
But you see what I mean? It's like I'm over here thinking because there ain't
yeah.
no boy breaking
down. But remember,
yeah,
it's funny
I
how.
I
like,
ruthless. That's
question.
A good perspective.
Before
though.
We keep moving on, like, and
obviously,
keep,
I was going to say at work, but
keep recording this. You know how it's like St. Valentine? What was it? Valentine's Day? In Spanish, there's people that say San Valentín, right?
Uh-huh.
I love it how they say amor y la amistad, because I don't feel like there's an emphasis in English when they say, like, you know, love and friendship. It's just like,
yeah.
you think Valentine, and you
say.
Think, and
el
you only
día
think,
del amor de la amistad.
Yeah, you only think, like, a significant, like, romantically, but.
That's what I said at the beginning of the
No, I know what you said. Like, I know you brought it up, but I'm saying, like, I feel overall, like, when I've heard it in both languages, in Spanish, I hear a lot more amor y la amistad.
No, that's true. Growing
so,
up, I heard a lot more el amor y la amistad, el día del amor y la amistad, el día del amor y la amistad.
And here, or in English, you just hear Valentine's
and
all
like,
you're
Valentine.
Like, hey, who you going to take on a date, you know, what you going to do, like, how you going to finish the night off, you know?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
important.
Yeah, but amor y la amistad is different.
Man.
He's like... So, but amor y la amistad, I just like how we just brought that up because that's a
actually,
type of heartbreak.
No, but that's interesting.
But that's also heartbreak.
I don't think people ever think of that, even when you hear the word
you feel,
heartbreak.
Because you feel something in your heart, some pain.
Going back to Gala, does he know?
My brother, yeah, I told him for the first time, I think, like, 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh,
that was
oh,
dang.
And this
experience.
Was when you were 12?
Yeah.
That's recent.
Well, you're going to relive this again if you're listening.
Damn. Relive this again.
That's dope.
Cool.
All right,
now, but for me... I've had multiple heartbreaks. I think,
ooh.
You know, it's in an interesting fashion, I think, for me, is what kills that whole, like, I remember, and it sounds cheesy, but when I was, like, 13, 14, I liked to, like, write poems, or I thought I was good, you know, write little cute things for girls and send nice little letters, like, drop them in their little, like, notebooks and hope they find them later, do, like, all this cheesy stuff. It's just, I think for me, the heartbreaks is what breaks a lot of that. I think it's, I don't know, but I've had many. I've had many girls break my heart. A few guys.
What?
It's okay.
Like best friends, you know?
Best friends leaving me for other friends. That's hurtful.
All right. Let's switch it up a little bit. Let's go into, I guess, something more personal. Sebastian, what's one thing that turns you off?
Indecisiveness. Yeah. That's how you say it. Yeah, indecisiveness. Now, back and forth. If I'm, because you said relationship wise, right?
Yeah.
Or like if you get to know somebody, if they're on the fence, like here and there, like, yo, I'm already at a point in my life, me personally, or even a couple years back, it's just like, yo, you want to roll with this? Yes, you don't. That's cool, but let's just keep moving. I don't, yeah. This, que si, que no, I'm not sure. Like, hey, I could last on that train for a little bit, but I don't get too many stops on it. So like, I'm like, yeah, I got to get off now. So, yeah, to me, it's
we don't play them games around here. No, one thing for me, I think it's got to be, like, the, how do I put it, overconfidence, if that's even a thing. I think, you know, it's okay for you to be
cocky.
Yeah. No, I mean, because it's okay for you to be confident, and that's great. You know, if you think you're all that and a bag of rice, I mean, great.
Bag of rice.
A bag of rice
from another place. He said, una polla, un saco de arroz. No, he's like, yo, you don't know where I grew up, nigga. You got a bag of rice. He was the baby. He said a bag of rice.
Everybody in their head said chips.
For real, that's what I was like. My dad's gonna say chips. He said a bag of rice.
He's like, that's some jasmine. All that
jasmine rice. 50 pounds by it, too.
No, for real. I feel like I gotta start over.
Yeah,
you do all
he said a bag of rice, y'all be chuela. Like, he's like, he got it. Like, he just keeps going and going.
No, yeah, for real. I mean, for me, I think it's the overconfidence. If, you know, for example, one thing that used to be a huge turnoff for me back in my days when I used to go out dancing a lot, you know, you go up to a girl sometimes, and for me, I did go out just to dance a lot of the time.
You did.
Yeah, sometimes you go out, of course, trying to get a girl and all this stuff, but I will go and ask a girl, yo, you want to dance? And they look at you like, no, like, I'm too good to dance with you. Then they see you dancing, and then they're like, oh, shit, now I want to dance. And it's just, for me, it's like that level of, like, yo, like, if you think you're all that, then that's cool, but that's a big turnoff. If you think that's going to make me want to go, like, yo, like, I got to get this girl because she's so fine. Maybe you were fine until you started being a bitch about it. I don't know.
Damn. I, like, low-key want to bring in a girl's perspective.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's important that, you know, men hear this.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, when I was dating, something that really would turn me off is when I was, like, getting really comfortable with a person and, you know, you have these late night conversations and, you know, especially in high school, as you on the phone till 6 a.m. And then when they, like, just want to sexualize it out of nowhere, like, just like, like, you didn't even warm me up. Like,
my bad, ladies.
For real.
No, I feel you.
It's true.
I can see how that can be really uncomfortable.
For me, it was really uncomfortable. Like, I know every girl, and maybe I can't speak for every girl, myself, I know that I'm only comfortable with sex if I'm comfortable with sex. Mm-hmm. Like, not if it's being forced upon me. So, like, when guys would be like,
that is
rape. Yo, so, like,
that's
what's
what I was
going to
say.
Well, yeah, but, like, not even with,
I
like, physicality. Just,
yeah.
Like, in conversation.
Bring
you're on the phone with somebody at 2 a.m. and you talking
how
about
was your day?
What are you afraid of? You know, what's your aspiration?
This long.
Yeah, and then they hit you with, like, oh, so, like,
so
what you got on? You know.
I don't know.
Uniform,
like, my fear jacket.
I got
jacket.
On some boss shorts, one sock, and a tank top.
My fear jacket.
Yeah, because, you know, I get cold and I get hot, so
like,
I just got one sock on. No, but for real, like, whenever guys would be like, yo, like, what's up with it? And I'm like, tú no ve ahí, ya. La macate, como dicen los dominicanos. For me, it would be done. Like, I'd be like, no. Like, mm-hmm. No. If I
warm
got there, if
it, yeah.
We got there together, then it's different because we're both there. But if you just kind of, like, throwing it on me, for me, I'm just like, you just trying to get some, and I don't got time, so keep it pushing.
That's true.
Yeah.
The fellas got to, you know, warm up to that.
All right, Gala. Would you say that you have a type?
I don't got a type. Man,
I want to say no. I don't think I do.
No. Randy,
that's
you,
your type.
You have witnessed.
You don't have a type.
You have witnessed some guys. What do you think?
Some
he'd say they're
choices.
All losers, but...
Shit. I'm talking about, like
some is there a pattern, though?
No. I don't think there's a pattern. I do think there's some bad choices.
Nobody asked
that's
you
that's the pattern.
For real.
That probably is a pattern. Bad choices. Them bad niggas out there.
But not a type. Okay, what Sebastian, what the, do you think you have a type?
No type. If she's cool, then we're cool. Tall, short, skinny, thick, whatever, don't matter to me.
You say dick?
Thick. If we get along, we get along.
Okay, you know what?
It's a go.
I'm going to phrase this question skinny, to Randy.
Thick.
White, black, Puerto Rican,
white, black,
Asian.
Puerto Rican, Asian.
Randy.
All types of women.
Do you think
Let's
Sebastian has a type?
Do I think Sebastian has a type? No. I think it's just, like Sebastian was saying, like, I think that good energy, like, if you're cool, like, you can hang, and if you're not cool, then, you know, keep it stepping.
But if you're Dominican,
you
holla back.
If
you're Dominican, holla at me, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I feel like Sebastian does have a type, but it's not a physical type.
There you go.
It's a type, but it's a vibe.
It's a density.
No, but for real, like, if it's somebody who's positive and outgoing and, like, you know, willing to, like, be out there and not someone who... Someone with personality.
You should have something in common, though, because I feel like you wouldn't connect with somebody who's just, like, oblivious to what's happening in the world.
Exactly, that vibe. But yeah, like, there's little things. Like, I like somebody I can have a conversation with, I can laugh with. But really, it just comes down to being that vibe, you know?
That's a type.
Hashtag vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe is my type.
It's a vibe. No, it's a...
It's a vibe. It's a,
so when you find this vibe, how do you show your love?
Dick pics. Oh!
I thought we were clear when Gato said that that was completely
No, because you made it sound like I like skinny and I like dick. Like, that was different than me saying I sent down them. How do I show my love?
Yeah. Does it depend on the person or do you just do something the
I try to, obviously, let's say... the situation, like, you'll do a little couple different things, but it's all comes with the same, like, energy in the back, like, the same mode of, like, the same, like, love behind it. So, yeah, I'm a catering person. If I like a woman, then I try to, you know...
buy some books.
Court her and, like, things that she likes, try to find out, like, where you like to spend time.
So you personalize it.
Correct. But I'll personalize it, but I'm saying, like, it all comes from that same area of, like, it's coming from a genuine spot. Like, I'm trying to cater to that specific person for what they like. So, once again, I go back to, like, yo, if that person's happy, I'm going to be happy. Like, I'm going to see a smile, like, I'm doing good, so.
Cool.
How about you, Caro?
For me, the way that I show my love is physical. I voice it, I'm physical, like, I like to hug, I like to, like, my husband will tell you, I ask him for a kiss more
like
than 10 times
shit.
A day. That's or cool. I'll go to give him a kiss more than 10 times a day. Or I, like, if he's sitting next to me, I'll rub his back. Or, like...
Shout out to women that rub people's backs. Like, for real.
But you know
when they don't show affection...
It only works if si me sale. Because when he asks me, I don't want to. Don't ask me. I don't want to. But if I see you next to me and you're not asking, I'm like, oh, let me just rub your back.
What if he acts like his back is hurting?
I'm a nurturer, like, naturally. So whenever he's sick, I'm like, let's take your temperature. Here's some Vivaporula. Like, you need it.
Nice.
But for me, it's all about physical. Like, even sex. Like, I'm trying to hook you up.
That's what's up.
For real, like, I love you, so I want to show you physically that I love you.
Hey.
We have
our husband in studio. He just threw the thumbs up.
By you. She does not mean you. She means her husband.
Her husband.
Yes, my baby.
Next question. Actually, no, Gala. Same question.
Look, I don't move out, I'll tell you that.
How do I show my love? I think, like Gato said earlier, just being there, being reliable, know that they can depend on me.
You want to elaborate on that? She's like, how do I show my love? I do.
Affirmation, but not just... Not
like Randy said, I just do what you should know.
Randy. Name three things you and your partner have in common.
My birthday.
That's very true.
That's a really easy couple.
It's one. We have it in common.
How many people share their birthday with their couple?
Another thing I think is a love for, like, comedy. I think just laughing and having a good time, I think it's important to both of us. And the other thing I think it's you know, it's not much to do with love, I guess in the cheesy sense of it, but I really appreciate the sense of the cultures being the same, you know, in a sense, like,
knowing that she's Haitian.
Yeah. No, every time I think back to, like, growing up and, you know, now being, like, where I'm at today, I think some of the biggest disconnect between people is when you don't understand where they're coming from because of where they've been in life. And if things are too different, then I just think, sometimes that's the problem is, you know, your culture are not a bad thing, but you just, you do things I don't do, and that shit is fucking weird for me. And just, we may have issues around, like, dumb stuff. Like, yo, I just don't like your food. Like, don't make me eat this food.
I get you, and that's just, where I believe, my bad to cut you off, and that's where I believe that there's got to be some sort of compromise or people that are cool with each other to understand and work through that, because I've seen it a lot where people are like, no, my culture, your culture, and they don't want to work things out at all. So, that's cool, yeah. Randy. I like that.
All right. Got it. Same question.
So for me, it's culture, but it's not nationality culture. It's how we were brought up. Like, my husband's from LA. I'm from Philly. I was born in New York, but I'm from Philly. And we both kind of got that, like, hood background. And I feel like living in Salt Lake, I wasn't going to be able to click with anybody who didn't know my struggles. We weren't going to be able to connect. Like, there wasn't going to be very much things. Like, I was never going to be able to be like, oh, you know, I married my husband off France, you know, like, nah. So that's one, definitely is, you know, our upbringing definitely is something that brought us together. Two, I feel like being married and understanding each other is hunger. And, you know, we're big, so we hungry, but we're also hungry for, like, to improve, like, to, because of where we come from, we want to be better. Like, I'm aspiring to be like, yo, one day I want to have this and this and that, and not even materialistic, because for me it doesn't matter about the materialistic, but it's all about having what I didn't have or giving my children what I didn't have growing up. We both come from single parent homes, so we want to be able to provide a good example of what a marriage is and what it should be, so that that way they can keep it going. Nice. So that's two. And three, I would say we love to, like, try new things. We love trying new things, and I would say, like, mainly, like, restaurants. I know that's weird, but, like, when we go on vacation, we look forward to trying different, like, foods. We want to try different things. We want to see, like, what it tastes like, what it is, the environment, like, how the feels when you're there. Like, we went to Philadelphia back. I took him back home recently, and for him, it was just like, yo, try this Digi Corner Chino's pork fried rice and totones. Like, let me put you on, you know, like. And that was dope, because then when I went back to California, I had, you know, some of the stuff that he had growing up. And it's just like, we kind of, like, love to show each other our culture with food.
So let's get to the last questions. And these are the only ones that are actually related to Valentine's Day.
Damn. I forgot this was for Valentine's
Day. I know, right? Just wanted to leave the best for last. So, Sebastian, what's the best gift for Valentine's Day that you've given to someone?
Yeah, to me, it's just a whole commercial type thing. It's like, it sounds
bad. It sucks for the girls, but I do think for, like,
it is important to do something. I understand that. But I almost feel like at the same time, it's like what's happened to Christmas.
You forgot about Teddy Bro. I can't
believe
Teddy
Bro wasn't Valentine's.
It wasn't?
Like, yeah, I've given out teddy bears. Oh. I've given out flowers. I've given out chocolates. You know, I've gone out to eat. But I'm like, I'm thinking about random gifts that I've done on random days.
Yeah.
Like,
that's when it's most important.
Yeah, because I've done stuff on a random day, like,
when it's not commercialized.
Exactly. Because I feel like, okay, you give somebody something of Valentine's, it's nice. If you guys got a couple, like,
yeah,
that's great.
When you break up, that shit gets burned anyway, so, like.
But I'm sure, like, okay, Gato, you're in a relationship, you know. Raina, you're one. Randy, you guys do that. But you tell me, like, let's say some random day you come home and it's like, hey, I got you something. Like a little thing.
Yeah.
It might maybe have more impact than, let's say, Valentine's Day itself. Even though, obviously, you still don't want Valentine's Day to be like, hey, what's up? Yeah, good day
like
for you.
I feel like there's just a certain pressure that us females put on guys to expect something. Because I remember, like, a few years
pressure.
Ago, I wanted something for Valentine's Day. I'm like, dang, I'm your wife. Like, what's up? And he's like, okay, so where's mine? And I'm like, wait, no, this is you. This is you.
It's you, nigga. It's you.
And I remember, like, and then it really put things into perspective, because I'm like, you know, it's true. I feel like Valentine's Day is very commercialized. It's all about giving, you know, oh, flowers, dinner, wow, whatever. But, like, if you love me, you're not going to give this to me on February the 14th. You should give this to me every day, you know, and vice versa. Like, girls have put this view on Valentine's Day where the guy has to pamper the girl. And it's like, no, we can do it for the guy, too. Like, I remember I got John a cuadro with, like, L.A. at the top, Philly at the bottom and Utah in the middle, and then I put a heart, or California, Pennsylvania, and Utah, and then I put a heart in LA, a heart in Philadelphia, and a heart in Salt Lake. And for, like, that, you know, because that's how we met, and that's how it was. And then one time, and it wasn't even something crazy that he
that's
spent
that
more
clear
than $100
one that you
on.
Have.
Yeah.
That's the clear frame you have.
Yeah. And like, for him, for me, like, something that I received that really meant the world to me, like, I cried, was he gave me, like, a clear, kind of like the glass where the flower from Beauty and the Beast is. And he wrote the lyrics on glass of our favorite song. And, like, crazy enough, me being me, like, he gives it to me, and I'm like, this is so beautiful, and it looked beautiful because his handwriting to me is amazing, and I didn't even realize that he wrote this, and he's like, well, read it, and I'm reading it, and as, like, it's not clicking, and then when I see one part that, oh my gosh, this is a song, I just, like, start bawling, and I'm not that girl, but just the thought, and, like, the time, and, you know, just the detail for me, like, I was just like, whoa, like, you know, this is amazing, and I was just crying, like, you getting some of that.
I thought of it now. The best gift I gave anyone was my virginity.
That's a good one.
Don't let me start. He's like, yo,
you can get
your receipt. Can I return? No,
actually, that's not true, but it would have been cool, huh?
That's a good gift to give.
Shit.
All right, last question for everybody. Have you ever been in a relationship long enough just to get a Valentine's Day gift and then bounce?
Not me.
But that's some funny stuff. If anybody has one, email that in, because that's something I want to hear about.
For real.
Like, yo, I got to stay because I'm about to get a gift. Like, yo.
Or they dump you right before summer.
Oh, yeah. Or they might dump you right before Valentine's. They might dump you for the holidays. They're like, yo, I got to let go of this girl before Christmas.
I got dumped right before Valentine's Day once.
But was it for not getting a gift?
I got dumped on Valentine's Day.
I got asked out on Valentine's Day.
Damn, the opposite.
I got dumped a few weeks before Valentine's Day.
See, I think this goes to the whole, like, killing the romantic side of Randy was sent flowers, all this stuff. That shit is expensive out here in Utah. Sent flowers, everything like a Valentine's Day, and then no fucking text back, no response, and then we talked.
At that point, he was at least texting, I just want to know if you received them or if I can get my money back. It doesn't matter if you liked them or not. I just need to know.
No, for real. That shit fucking hurts. It's crazy.
He's like, do you got the tracking info? Because I don't know.
Yo, he said he was going to deliver it by 10. It's already 10 p.m.
Listen, I don't care if you got with the guy, with the delivery guy.
Your flowers are dead.
I don't care if you hooked up with the delivery guy. I just need to know.
No, but then, you know, not hearing all day, and then the next day, I guess, is when we really talked about it. But it's just still, like, fucking
She's
crazy.
She's like, how was your Valentine's? She was like, mine was great. What you do?
Yo, that's messed up, man.
All right, guys, that was the last question. How does it
Damn.
Feel?
Feels great.
Damn,
feels
good. We still got a couple segments left in the show.
Right. So for the next part or the next segment, we're going to do what we call the 3-2-1, which is where each of us talk about one impactful thing that we experienced or saw through the week. So for this one, since we have guests here, we're going to do me, Sebastian, and Caro, and each of us are going to share one thing that was impactful for us. And I'll start so we can get this get it rolling. For me was, I saw this story about an old man that was super depressed after, like, his wife died. And this is a guy that just loved his wife, you know, to no end. And he was just in a rut, like you would say. And, you know, going through life, just kind of waiting to die type of thing. And he was at the supermarket, and this little girl just, he was turning around the corner, and this girl was in the car with her mom. And then she, like, waved at him, like, hi, like, what's your name? And they stopped. And, like, she gave him a hug. And, like, that shit just, like, brought him to, like, back to, like, happiness. It was crazy. Like, just that love of, like, he made a friend at the supermarket.
That's dope.
Today, they're, like, really good friends, which is crazy. The mom brings this little girl to this old man's house every day. Every so often. I think once a week. So they can, like, hang out, you know, and they can just kind of, you know, have that friendship. And for him, it was, like, reviving. It was, like,
something new. Getting
it was
life.
Something new. And, you know, for me, just the impact in that was just to see how, again, I think I kind of always hit on it, that one person can change the world, but it's just that, man. You don't know who's going through something, what people may be going through, and sometimes just that hi, hello could save somebody, and that's how he sees it. It's like, that girl saved his life. And I think it's interesting that, you know, as far as statistics go, I think most people that try to commit suicide and things like that, they talk about what stopped it, or, you know, things like that, and would have just been someone down walking down the street that smiled at him or waved at him.
That asked you how you were.
Asked him how you're doing. So make sure you guys do that for people. I don't know, just, you never know who's going through stuff.
You want to go ahead?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
Something impactful that has happened, you know, this week for me is, you know, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Woo!
For the first time in their history. And
fly,
you know,
Eagles, fly.
I don't want to sound like a Lambona because I don't follow. you know, football, and it's the honest truth. But it's my city, exactly. It's my city, and that's where I was raised. That's where I come from. It's my culture. It's part of who I am. And to see, honestly, whoever knows me knows that I cry watching, like, Finding Dory. So, like, for me, just to see, like, you know, Philadelphia's been doing just so good this year. Like, you know, we're one of the murder capitals or the murders, you know, more.
We're doing great.
Usually that's where we are. You know, like, even now, like, our kill, you know, our homicide rate is going down. You know, we got to the Super Bowl. Hopefully the Sixers could bring one home. Let's all cross our fingers and our toes.
Ain't gonna happen this year.
But whatever, like, it really brought the city together. And it was so nice to just, like, see the crowds and everybody getting along. And it was a moment where, for me, something that I really, really pay attention to is unity. Like, race didn't matter. Gender didn't matter. Sexual orientation didn't matter. Story. Like, and at this point of our lives, it's what we need. It's unity. It's for us to remember as human beings that we are one race, the human race, and we need to be together. And to see everybody celebrate and people high-fiving each other, you know, cops and people and every, you know, this
that was
whole, like,
pretty cool.
You know, just seeing this whole cops. Unity and everything like that really,
some people
really,
got
really,
really wild, but,
got
but,
to me.
But the cops, it was
I mean,
so
there's
crazy.
Always negativity.
No, there's here. A, yeah, there's always going to be in every city that's going to happen. But it was cool seeing those videos of the cops.
Yeah, it was dope. Like, it was dope just seeing, like, my city, like, and we deserve it. I'm sorry. Like, we deserved it. We fought for it. And the Eagles are very, like, they're a great team, you know. And everything that they've been put through and, you know, them being the underdog and all that and, you know, just all this adversity. And the fact that they just brought so much praise to Jesus Christ, like, when they won. Like,
did.
To me, that really, really touched me. And I was like, yo, this is dope. Like, I'm excited and I'm glad that I got to witness this live 215. That's my city area code. And it was great. I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
Positive takeaway, just really fast. I'm just happy we're all here together doing the show. It's
been
nice. Yes, it's been a while. Fly, Eagles, fly. I'm not from Philly, but, yo, that story is good. That team did. I think they represented the city good, is what they did.
I think so, too.
Randy, damn, that story is way good, too. I really like that. But overall, yeah, my takeaway is that this show, like, we're doing it. It's fun. And now we've gotten, you know, our friends to be a part of it. So to me, that's something big. So,
all right, guys. So along with the same theme as far as love, Valentine's Day and everything, and we have the People's Note. And if you're new, that is the quote of the day, our version of that. And today it is, let all that you do be done in love.
That's a good quote.
I like it.
Let it love. All right. So everybody, thanks again for tuning in to the Great People Podcast. We really had a lot of fun shooting today's episode. Make sure you guys follow us on IG, Great People Podcast. Make sure you also subscribe if you haven't. Comment below. Leave us a like if you like this episode. Share with your friends. Let us know what are some things you maybe want to see us talk about, some topics you want us to hit on. So make sure, again, you let us know down below in the comments. If you don't follow us on Twitter, Great People Podcast is Great PPL Podcast. So make sure you follow us there. And
a huge thank you for Gala and Garo being
for
here tonight.
Yep.
Garo,
that's
again, where can they find you?
You can find me at Thick Girls Wit, no H, curls, _, and at Carolina, just the pronunciation of my name, _XO. And thank you guys for having me. I had a good time, and we should do this again.
Yeah,
definitely.
And Gala, where can they find you?
It's going to be Gala _Zuniga.
Yeah, so we'll make sure we put them below in the description of the video or in the information whenever we post this episode. But again, thank you guys for tuning in.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We had a lot of fun today. Gala, Caro, we definitely have to all do this again. Have a wonderful Día del Amor y la Amistad. Cut.